Champ, you always seem to be in the right place at the right time.
Always.
It's just a little film study got me that pick. You know, every time they put that guy in the game, they throw him a fade route. So they tried it on me. Unfortunately for them, I got a pick.
Do you think you were some kind of fool? Did you didn't do your homework?
I don't know. I'm just say I don't know.
Would you say this was a game of like a measuring stick game for you guys? You know, two great defenses.
Well, that's all you hear about, the hype of their defense and a little bit about our defense, not a whole lot. But, you know, people are going to start giving us that respect when we show up on Monday night and play like we did.
Chip, we were wondering where the takeaways were for. I mean, you guys all season long, now all of a sudden, boom, 3-0.
All that matters is they don't score points. That's all that matters. If you come out on top in the end, forget the takeaways. And you want them, makes it things a little easier. But I knew once we get one pick, they'll start coming. Well, I think consistency. I mean, one thing we don't do is give up big plays. If we don't give up the big play, it's hard to move the ball on the field on a good defense. And I think we play real consistent in that area.
What happens when you guys do allow
them? Well, when they get down there, obviously they probably made a big play or turnover or something. So, I mean, you just got to stand up. We pride ourselves in not letting people score, regardless where they are in the field.
If you've done your homework, you know that they put him in the game and they like to run the fakes, right? Cheat that route or jump that route?
Of course. That's what film study is all about, anticipation. You can anticipate stuff like that. You just kind of cheat towards it. But at the same time, it's not cheating if you're doing your homework.
The bigger picture is one touchdown in the last four games, which is something that any team has done, very few. Talk about that as far as your defense.
Well, I mean, a lot of credit goes to those guys up front, man. I tell you what, we cover as well as we can, but you know, not to give up any touchdowns. We need consistent pass rush, whether it's four guys or five guys. I mean, they definitely hold it down up front.
What do you think, Champ? What do you think about the talent that the Broncos have at secondary?
Well, it's great when we got three corners that can get picks.
Three of them.
Yeah,
what's
three. Dominique Foxworth, that guy.
He's good.
That Derrick Williams, that guy.
Oh, man, we got some good ball players.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Champ, what do you think of Derrick's hair?
Well, I think it looked better than the other Mohawks around the league. At least he got something going on the side to kind of distract it a little bit. But, you know, it's all right.
Chip, so much was said about your defense coming in, and you said it yourself, that just a little bit was said about your defense. What do you think you guys said tonight as a defense?
Well, we just got to go out and earn our respect. I mean, we don't expect anybody to pat us on the back. But if you go out and play well like we did tonight, people will do that. And if you want to earn that respect, you got to show up, especially on a stage like this.
Helping you out play the Ravens like that and all the attention their defense gets. Do you guys think you're the best defensive leader? Do you think you guys are taking that?
We'll let you guys determine that. I mean, everybody's going to have their opinion. I mean, you ask a guy in Chicago, they're going to say their defense. So, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's all about keeping people out of their zone, winning games. That's what it's all about.
He's shocked. I mean, four games tomorrow.
I wouldn't say I'm shocked. I mean, that's what I expect from us. I mean, the one touchdown, they shouldn't even got that. So, I mean, I think we can even get better than what we are right now.
Jim, how surprised are you they went with a fade route in that situation?
Not really surprised. Well, a little. I mean, because obviously that's saying, oh, he didn't do his homework, but I did, and they paid for it.
What did you see in film this week?
Well, you know, this guy's about 6'9", or whatever he is. And what else he's going to do in the red zone? Throw him the ball and hope he can out-jump it.
Jim, is it motivation at all when everyone is talking about the Ravens D and you guys are only allowed a team on one time on you? You guys let that stir up at all inside?
It's a little, but, you know, our pride motivates us more than anything. I mean, we just don't like people to score on us, make plays. And, you know, as long as we can contain that, we'll be fine.
Jim, you look a little pissed at that play just before your pick. What happened?
Well, I just thought I saw something that I didn't really see. And I put my safety in the bind, but he made the play, got the tackle, lived to play another down.
Is Derrick becoming another version of you?
Well, I hope so. I hope so. I hope he's his own man, though. I mean, the guy can make some plays. Special teams everywhere across the board. You put him on the field, he's going to make something happen.
He said you were more excited today than seeing you probably ever before a game. What accounted for that?
No idea. Monday night. I don't know. I mean, I always get excited, but, you know, yeah, I pay for it after the game. I'm so drained after the game, emotionally and physically.
How tough were the conditions tonight, just in general?
Not too bad, actually. You know, I like bad weather. You know, it's just get out there and get muddy a little bit.
You talk a little bit about Jason Young and his clutch time.
Always. I mean, every time he kicks, I just turn my back because I know it's going in.